I'd like everybody to know all of us couldn't be at the convoy in Ottawa, which we all wanted to be. I know I certainly did, and I know many of my friends did. But at the same time, somebody's got to be a digital soldier because this is the hardest job. I don't know about any of you, but it's the most tedious, monotonous job to go and crawl all over the internet so people can see each other's, so people can get the knowledge and the wisdom they need to make good choices, so they can get the truth. And that's what we're doing. That's what I've been doing. My friends are doing is spreading the truth everywhere. So like seeds. And we look what's growing from this. I mean, this has been for myself. My mother died the day of the pandemic, and I knew what was coming. I didn't really have time to mourn her death. This pandemic was on top of me. So what I did, I did my best. She left me mountains of books. She showed me where to look for. She told me that Canada would be the last ones in. We would be the ass of the world. And then we become the head. And she said that God had a very special place for Canada. I'll never forget that. That's conversation her and I had. And she l said many things. And she also said again, I'll tell you, that Donald Trump would fix it, and they would beg him back to fix it. Now, how that worked, I never knew. But she always said he would. So I just want to say, guys, we all can't be in Ottawa, but if we aren't here doing what we're doing and spreading the word all over the internet and letting people know the good folks can't make good choices. The only reason they got control of us and the fear that they got of us, that they took fear-mongering 24/7, mainstream media been weaponized, healthcare system weaponized, government been weaponized. Now we know what tyranny is when a government turns against you. It's all great and wonderful to have that healthcare the way we were getting it free from the government paying in and them administrating it. But look what it's cost us. We have no freedoms and taken all our rights, and that's what we're fighting for. This trucker's convoy has become a hope for everybody. It's like everybody was like living. I know myself, I felt like living in a cave. I only broke out by sharing videos and linking and doing this digital soldier. I've been at it for 20 some years. So stay strong and remember, we all can't be there, but we can spread it around to the good folks and wake people up. Because a lot of Canadians still haven't been awakened, even though you think they should be awakened. But think about it, they're being programmed 24/7 a day, 24 hours a day. That's when they're being programmed. You can't blame them, none of them. All we can do is keep pushing. It's working, something's working, because we got the trucks there. Now all we got to do is just get him out of there. Anyway, guys, stay strong. God bless Canada, and we're going to win this. The victory is ours. That's what my mother said, and so far she's been right.